This is the Second Nature podcast, a series of conversations with the underrepresented communities, redefining our relationship with the outdoors. In each episode, we'll hear from founders and collectives who are breaking down barriers, reimagining traditions, and fostering new ways to connect with nature. In this episode, we speak with Manny Almonte, founder of Camping to Connect. Manny Almonte is the founder of Camping to Connect, a BIPOC-led program that uses nature and outdoor experiences to empower young men of colour and support their mental, emotional and social growth. Manny's earliest connections to nature were both personal and playful. Growing up in the Dominican Republic, his memories weren't about structured hikes or outdoor programs. They're about mango trees, rivers, and the freedom of simply being outside. Manny reflected on how those early memories have shaped his relationship with nature.
I grew up in the Dominican Republic, right? I was born and raised there. When I was little, I grew up in the capital with my mother in Santo Domingo, but I would go often to see, to visit my family in Bonao. That's when I was out in the countryside doing things like just going to get some mangoes from Mr. Garcia's tree with my cousins and friends, and sometimes wearing flip-flops or sneakers. It didn't matter what you were wearing. It's simply, you just want to go get some mangoes there, and you start walking in the woods and crossing a creek and, you know, get some mangoes, eat them there under the tree on the way back, take a dip in the river, and then go to my father's backyard and sit under his mango tree. It was just simply life. So that, I would say, was my first experience in the outdoors, and it had nothing to do with the way that we see the outdoors today.
But Manny's story isn't just about his own connection to the outdoors. It's also about the barriers that keep so many young people, especially underrepresented kids, from having those same experiences. From systemic issues like lack of access to green spaces, to the toll this takes on mental health. Manny explained why creating these opportunities is so urgent, and what happens when a young person experiences quiet, awe, and openness in nature for the very first time.
Right. So coming here as an immigrant or growing up as a Black American, you know, here in the States and say in the West, right, it's interesting because you're trying to simply fit in to where the power lays, right? You're trying to fit in also where you are allowed to be, and it's systemic, right? So 70% of people of color in America don't live near green spaces, right? And that's by design. When this is all you know, and you don't have like access to green spaces, and you don't get to go outside often and commune and remove technology, right? So you depression, asthma, a bunch of different things happening there. You know, nature is important because nature is nurturing and it heals, you know, and people need to know that. These kids need to know that they can have that space and how to get there. So there's a moment that often happens on our trips. You know, a boy, maybe 14 or 15 year old, climbs out of the van, you know, looks around the trees or at the trees, the sky, the absence of the sirens, and says something like, "I didn't know it could be this quiet." You know, that quiet, that's like the first time that they actually excel, you know, because they don't even know how to breathe. Like, we don't even know how to breathe sometimes. We have to be taught how to breathe. You know, nature reduces stress and anxiety. It lowers cortisol levels and helps regulate mood. But beyond the data, you know, something deeper happens. You know, these boys begin to soften. They begin to smile. They begin to trust, you know, away from expectations from the street life, from, you know, there's a space to be a kid again, you know, to play, to laugh, to be curious, to be in awe, to have a sense of awe, and not this dejection, this like, you know, I know it all, like I've seen it all, I'm from the streets, and I have to prove that, you know, I'm street smart. You know, we watch them build campfires and hike trails and sleep under the stars. And in that process, something opens up. Emotional walls come down, you know, conversations begin. You know, vulnerability starts to feel possible for them. You know, nature, this isn't just a background, you know, it's a teacher. You know, for boys who never had the chance to feel small in a vast, safe landscape, it's nothing short of transformative.
What starts as a simple trip outdoors often becomes something much deeper. Away from city noise and street expectations, Manny has witnessed boys soften, open up, and rediscover what it means to play, laugh, and trust. He explained how nature doesn't just provide a backdrop, it becomes a teacher, guiding these young people through moments of healing, vulnerability, and transformation.
You know, one of the young men I remember, you know, after his first night camping told us, "I feel like I can breathe here." That breathing is what makes room for healing. You cannot heal if you can't breathe. We're not another education program. We're not another recreation program. We call camping to connect, not connect to camp. So the goal of our program is not to go camping. The goal of our program is not to take kids and teach them about how to pitch a tent. It's the connection is the goal of the program. You know, the brotherhood, the conversations that happen there, the safe space that's created.
You've been listening to Manny Almonte of Camping to Connect, part of our Second Nature series, where we discover the unmet needs and untapped opportunities within the outdoors category. You can access the full report by emailing us at hello@themixglobal.com.